Yeah, it's Brian and Tricia at AT&T Morning Line at the Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs. Thanks to our sponsors, Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers. And want to welcome Carlos Sanchez, the president of AT&T Kentucky. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great to have this opportunity to talk to you and your audience back in Elizabethtown and your communities. Excited to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to talk to you. And you are new in this role. You've
yes.
only been in it for a month. So,
yes.
And then boom, here's the Derby.
Absolutely. Just landed here. We could have not picked any better time to be here in Kentucky. And all of a sudden, we're here in Derby and the Kentucky Derby Festival and this Morning Line, which is a fantastic opportunity to basically bring these festivities all the way throughout the Commonwealth.
Yeah, and because it is the AT&T Morning Line, you guys make that possible. So tell us something about AT&T. What are you guys doing that is making your brand bigger and better?
Yes, well, thank you for that question. We have been doing this event, the AT&T Morning Line, for many years. It's going close to 30 years now, so we're excited about sponsoring this event and continuing to support the Kentucky Derby Festival. As far as our company, we are very busy right now deploying fiber broadband to our different communities around the state and also wireless 5G. We're definitely growing and enhancing that network, making sure that everywhere in the Commonwealth we have good signal. And we've been very busy on that. Last year alone, 2021, we did over 200 network enhancements for our network wireline and wireless. And we have antennas actually, well, in around the Commonwealth, but we have antennas in your station. In one of your towers,
yes.
As a matter of fact. So thank you for allowing us to use your property so that we can bring the signal to our customers. So we're excited about that. I'm not sure you are aware, but we have about 1,800 employees in Kentucky. It's a large state for us, and we have made in the past 5 years, $1.3 billion investment in the state. So we support the state and we're very excited about being here and working with our communities.
And so you, this is your first time with Derby, with AT&T.
Yes, absolutely.
But you're not new to racehorses, are you?
Well, that's an interesting question because it's kind of coming full circle for me. Going back to my childhood, when I was maybe 8-10 years old, my grandfather had racehorses, and I used to go to the racetrack and see them. But it's been so long ago, and when I learned I was coming to Kentucky, it kind of came back to me full circle, and I said, amazing, I'm going to be living those moments again. And I remember going to the paddocks and seeing the horses and picking the horse as a child, right, and getting the advice from my grandfather, this is what you need to look at in a horse. And all of that is coming back, and I'm going to enjoy it tremendously. So I'm very happy to be able to experience that again.
Well, we appreciate what you do, and welcome to the area, and welcome to the Kentucky Derby.
Thank you. This is fantastic. And you know, you have a lot of coverage. You even cover Fort Knox with your station. So definitely our hats off to those service members and all of them who are there defending our country. AT&T is very proud, as a matter of fact, to be the network for the first responders and law enforcement community. We had the first network. We were selected by the federal government to provide services to the law enforcement community with FirstNet. So it's a unique network. So if you have a FirstNet phone as a first responder or law enforcement official, your calls have priority over the commercial users, and all of your calls get connected. Even in the middle of the 2-minute race, if you're a law enforcement and you need connectivity because something happens that you need to basically communicate, you're going to have connectivity.
All right.
So we're excited about that.
Carlos Sanchez, president of AT&T Kentucky. We appreciate you being here this morning. And thank you to our sponsors, Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers. And we are Quixie 98.3.